LAPD, missing Hawaii woman crossed border into Mexico. Los Angeles, a Hawaii woman who went missing after arriving at Los Angeles International Airport on November 8 while traveling to New York was seen on video crossing the border into Mexico, apparently of her own volition, and there are no signs of foul play, police announced Monday evening. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Jim McDonnell told reporters at an early evening news conference that the case of 30-year-old Hannah Kobayashi has been reclassified as a voluntary missing person. According to McDonnell, Kobayashi traveled from Los Angeles Union Station to the San Ysidro border crossing on November 12, and she crossed into Mexico on foot shortly after noon that day. She was alone with her luggage and appeared unharmed, McDonnell said. Police also said their investigation turned up indications that Kobayashi had previously expressed a desire to disconnect from modern technology, and she is not believed to have taken her cell phone with her to Mexico. McDonnell stressed that police have not been able to determine any crime has been committed. According to her family, Hannah Kobayashi, 30, was traveling to New York City to visit family when she disappeared. She landed at LAX on November 8, but did not board her connecting flight, and she apparently spent the night at LAX. She traveled the next day to the Grove Shopping Center and returned to LAX that night, according to the family. She was spotted back at the Grove on November 10 attending a Nike/LeBron James event, and likely returned to LAX again. She was spotted around 5 p.m. November 11 speaking to a ticketing agent at LAX, but she did not board a flight, according to the family. The family says Kobayashi boarded an eastbound Metro C Line train at the Century/Aviation Station the night of November 11, transferred to a northbound A Line train at the Rosa Parks Station, accompanied by an unknown individual, with whom she was seen at about 10 p.m. November 11 at the Metro Pico Station near Crida.com Arena. The family says she was spotted early the next morning, November 12, at the Union Station bus terminal in downtown Los Angeles. The family said earlier the last communications they received from Kobayashi were in strange text messages, including one in which she said she was feeling scared, and that someone might be trying to steal her money and identity. McDonnell said, however, that there was no evidence of a crime. Police also noted that they were able to identify the person who was spotted on video with Kobayashi after meeting her at LAX, and he is not suspected of any wrongdoing. McDonnell also said Kobayashi did not miss her connecting flight to New York, but chose not to board it for unknown reasons. He noted that while her luggage was checked through to New York, she asked that it be returned to her at LAX, and she was seen on video picking up her luggage at an airport baggage carousel on November 11. She was seen carrying the same luggage when she went into Mexico, police said. LAPD's Missing Persons Unit has conducted extensive witness interviews, reviewed video surveillance, and collaborated with local and federal law enforcement agencies on this case, McDonnell said. To date, the investigation has not uncovered any evidence that Kobayashi is being trafficked or is the victim of foul play. She is also not a suspect in any criminal activity. Additionally, the investigators noted that before departing Maui, Kobayashi expressed the desire to step away from modern connectivity. Our priority is ensuring Ms. Kobayashi's safety and well-being, and we urge Ms. Kobayashi to contact her family, law enforcement, or personnel at the U.S. Embassy to let us know that she is safe, he said. She has a right to her privacy, and we respect her choices, but we also understand the concern her loved ones feel for her. A simple message could reassure those who care about her. There were no immediate statements from the family. A Facebook page that had been set up to provide updates on the search was suspended over the weekend. The heavily publicized search effort by the family took a tragic turn on November 24, when Kobayashi's father, Ryan, 58, was found dead. He was discovered near an LAX parking structure, from which he may have jumped. After tirelessly searching throughout Los Angeles for 13 days, Hannah's father, Ryan Kobayashi, tragically took his own life, according to a statement from the family at the time. This loss has compounded the family's suffering immeasurably.